A conversation with Miami's condo king.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, broadcasting live this week from WLRN in Miami. Good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson. We're here in South Florida this week with our Wealth and Poverty Desk to focus on the new American dream as President Obama begins his second term. And we'll start today with a question. Is homeownership still part of the American dream? For answers, we're going to turn to George Perez. He is a billionaire real estate developer who runs the Related Group, and he's without a doubt one of the most powerful people in Miami. I met him in his office and started by asking him, how's business?
Business right now is surprisingly good, and I say surprisingly because the expectations were that the U.S., but particularly Miami, was going to have a much slower rebound in the housing sector. There has been a great oversupply of condominiums in the Miami area, and I think everybody thought that it would be, people mentioning, 10 years of inventory. But Miami, thank goodness, has a very strong international market, particularly from Latin America, that has helped consume that inventory very, very, very rapidly, much faster than anybody anticipated. So we're now building anew.
So that's what it is. It's people coming from outside the U.S. and buying up property. It's not Americans that are moving here and buying it up themselves.
At the beginning, it was almost exclusively people from South America and Europe buying up properties because they saw the great values that Miami had and they had the cash. The United States was still getting over the recession, getting over people losing huge values in their homes. But now, as the economy has rebounded and people are able to sell their homes and prices have gone up, it's getting fairly balanced.
Are we in a new real estate boom?
We are at the beginning of a new real estate boom. There's almost no inventory left. You're seeing new construction. You only see new construction, of course, when there's demand for new product that justifies a profit for new development. So we've seen prices increase substantially in my business, which is the condominium business, all over South Florida, but particularly in Miami.
Are you suspicious of this boom this time? I mean, you lost a lot of money after the last one. Do you approach this one with trepidation?
I would have to be one of the dumbest human beings in the world, and maybe I am, I don't know, not to be suspicious after what we went through a few years back. So yes, I try to control the euphoria. We don't start any job now unless the property is like 80% sold with 40% deposits that are used to build a job. But one thing we learned, is that it doesn't matter what you do to prevent risk, there's always something else that could come up and bite you.
Do you think that home ownership is still something that everyone can aspire to?
Sure. I think everybody can aspire to it. Whether they get to it or not, it's all depend on them, how hard they work, and whether they want to do it. I think that home ownership is not the panacea that it used to be. It was that the great American dream, of course, was to own a house because that's where they put all their equity, they pay their mortgage, and at the end they had all this. Now, does that work for a lot of families? The answer is yes. But a lot of people are making the conscious decisions, not the forced decision, of moving into a rental. Why? They don't have to have a down payment. They can move whenever they want to. As a matter of fact, if today I was single and in my 20s, I rent.
George Perez of the Related Group, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Coming up, the view from the trenches, how easy is it to buy a home right now?
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. By Emerald Data Solutions, whose BoardDocs web applications are designed to help governing bodies operate more effectively by eliminating paper and streamlining board packet processes. BoardDocs.com. And by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to creative people and creative solutions at powerofideas.org.
Well, George Perez is well known for some of his high-end properties, and that market is certainly booming. But what's the market like if you're just a regular buyer? WLRN's Karen Burkett has that story.
Michelle Lacamoire grew up in Miami and loves the loud blare of salsa on her weekends. But in her apartment, she's a quiet neighbor. Lacamoire started looking for a house for two reasons. She was tired of sharing walls with other tenants, and prices were finally back to normal. Lacamoire has good credit, and she was pre-approved. She thought working with a realtor would give her an edge.
So let's say if I got a listing on a Tuesday, I would call to make an appointment to look at the house, but she's already calling me and letting me know that the houses that I was interested in were already taken.
She couldn't believe how quickly properties were moving.
How can a home be listed on a Tuesday and on Thursday it's already snatched up?
Brokers will tell you it's a seller's market, even if you live an hour from the beach. Inventory is low in affordable neighborhoods like Kendall, the homes near Zoo Miami, or in Homestead. Linda Fernandez works for the Miami Association of Realtors.
There are opportunities. It's just you have to be more focused at the moment because there's very limited supply. Properties are selling much faster. Days on the market are down to 50 days when usually it's 120 days.
Thing is, a seller's market doesn't mean it's a seller's economy. Many owners can't afford to sell because they're still underwater and they lose too much money. The successful buyers are often picking up foreclosures from a few years ago that are just hitting the market. It's professional investors like RJ De Barona, whose wealthy clients are pushing up sales and prices.
And because there's so much capital sitting in the sidelines, the investors are taking advantage of these opportunities.
So while out-of-town investors are scoring deals, the average Miamian is still hoping for a break. In Miami, I'm Karen Burkett for Marketplace.
And finally, to something that may not seem new to the people who live here, but it certainly came as a surprise to me. It feels like every highway in South Florida is being expanded. There's construction on I-95, I-75, I-595, the Florida Turnpike, you name it. Just be careful on those roads. Driving in Florida is not for beginners. At WLRN in Miami, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.